Okay, one Membe Samad Aleph. We'll start real quickly just to review the last din, because we went through it fast last time and there was an interesting Tosfot on it that should be covered. Shalom. We're on Mem Aleph on the days, about five lines from the bottom. We saw this already last year. Shalom is Ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma, the Pnei Ma Amu Devorim Havayim Machmas Asura B'toch Asura Eina Toin Bracha. What's the reason why they say that things that come in the midst of the Sura, desserts, B'toch Asura, in the midst of the Sura, they don't need a Bracha beforehand or afterwards? Omalahem Ho'el Upat. Since the bread, patrus it, when you have the bread, we're not talking about dessert, I'm sorry, we're talking about things that are needed for the Suda, the main courses, at least according to Tosfot. Rashi had his other shita that we saw in the last year. Why don't you have to make brachas and everything in the Suda? Because the bread, the hamotzi, patrus it. Ihachi, yai nami nitre pot. If so, wine should also be patur from the pot. Why? Because why are you drinking wine in the meal? You're drinking wine because you're eating a meal. So since you're drinking the wine because you're eating the meal, the bread should certainly potter it. And we say, Sha'ani Yain, Yain is different. Jagorim Bracha Liatma. Yain is a special bracha that sometimes we make brachas on wine, even though we don't want to drink wine at all. For example, on Kiddush, you don't have to want to drink wine in order to make the bracha on the wine. Erusin, Kiddushin, things like that. We make on wine, whether or not we want the wine or not. So since the wine is different, and it comes for a bracha by itself, even bread will not potter it. So what about the rest of the mashkim? So Tosfot says a very interesting klal over here, that wine is the ikur mashke. It is the rosh lachol, meaning mashkim. And that's why when you make a bracha on wine, you have to have... You don't have to make a bracha on anything else. As we mentioned during Kiddush, if someone makes a bracha on the yayin and there's drinks in front of you, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to make your shayach calls on other drinks. And therefore, since the wine is ikur and everything else tafel, the lenin bracha is the same thing, because wine, really the havamin is that you don't have to make a bracha on wine in the middle of the Suda. It's only because it's special that you make a bracha on wine. So therefore, all drinks you make a bracha on in the middle of Surah.
All drinks what?
All drinks you would make, I'm sorry, you would not make a bracha on in the middle of the Surah. Okay, before we go into the next halakha, even though Rav Leff is going to go into detail, there's a lot of details on the bracha, I think it's kedai to just give a hakdama with a few practical applications. And that's, we already mentioned in the last year, Pasuk Baba Kisnim. The sugi, now we're going to have practical applications. So I'm going to take a few yesodes from the Sefer Vezos HaBracha. Because you have to know what is the difference that some things make hamotzi and what makes mizonos. Right? What's the chilik between the two of them? So basically the Gemara is telling us that hamotzi is bread, and hapas, which is also bread, vabekisnin, that's what makes mizonos. So we mentioned the last year there's three conditions for what makes something pas haba bekisnim. And this is basically what takes something out of the category of hamotzi.
What is the word bekisnim?
Pockets. Even though we see that there's different definitions of it. We'll go over the three definitions again. But this is basically what takes something out of hamotzi, and now you have something that is baked, but yet we're making a mizonos on it. So really, bread is something that you're koveya suda on. It's water and flour, you koveya suda on it. And things that you're not koveya suda on, that's basically pas haba bekisnim, it's things you're not koveya suda on. And there's three categories. The Rishonim argue on this, what is it? Now, there's a machloket on whether or not the Rishonim are cholik on each other. Now, we have three categories of pas haba bekisnim. One of them is if it's kneaded with fruit juices. Okay, that's the first shita, that you have sweet dough over here. And that's basically now mizonos rolls, the whole concept of mizonos rolls. Now, the Rav will go quite into mizonos rolls, I'm sure, but this is where it's coming from. You have one shita of pasabav and kisnim. It was Rashi, the Rambam, others that you need it with fruit juice or something. Sweet challah for svarim have that problem. How far does it have to be sweet and things like that? That will hear all the details in the pratim. Right now we're giving the general introduction, but this is where mezonos holds comes into, because the Rishonim hold that pasabav and kisnim is sweet dough. The second one, that it's filled. Like a strudel, that would be a second case. That would make it into a mezonos, even though it might not even be a sweet dough. But since it's filled with yummy things, you make a mezonos on it. And the third one in it is if it's brittle. And that's where crackers come in. Something that's crackers, since you made it with flour and water, brittle, you have the problem. Now matzah on this is a problem. Right? Because why, according to this definition, it's something brittle, that everybody should be making mezonos on matzah. So why is someone eating matzah? This is where the makhlok between Ashkenazim and Sephardim come in, is that matzah, normally a person eats matzah when they're sitting down, and they're koveya suda on it. So since it's something that's normally, people sit down, and no one sits down and it's koveya suda on crackers, and if you do, you will have to make a mozi. But generally speaking, a matzah is always koveya a suda on it. And Svarim said, no, matzahs are not. And that's basically the machloket on matzahs bekitzah, because that's where we're going into it.
That's also the reason why the mezonos rolls, they paskin are not mezonos rolls.
Oh. So if you want to have a quick breakfast and you run into the store and you see something that says mezonos rolls on it, and the day was told it's mezonos roll, and you grab it and you're running on the derek, you're not eating it, bekvias. On airplanes and stuff like that. So these are the three categories. So Rev Scheinberg said on that, if you're going to have a mezonos roll on a plane and you're going to put your pastrami in it and then you're eating it with the salad and everything, you are koveya suda. He said an eitzah out of it is to just have the mezonos roll, eat it, say you're a brocha kohanah, and then have the suda afterwards. One said that eitzah, but we'll find from the Vav the way the Raya Paskins on these things. So those are the three categories. When you have these three things, it takes it out of the category of hamotzi, and that's what we make mezonos on. That is the din of pasabav v'kisnim. In the middle of a suda now, so all these things, now we have a problem. Each one of the Rishonim, the one that says that it's kneaded, does not say that it's filled. And the one that says it's filled, it does not say it's brittle. So is it that they're cholik on each other, or do they agree with each other? Okay, does each one of the shitas really agree, and they're just building up it, or are they cholik on each other? So if they're cholik on each other, for example, the one that says that it's bread that's filled with nice yummy things does not hold if it's not filled with yummy things, even if the dough is sweet. So therefore we have a machloket on these three things. So basically now, you're in the middle of the suda. These things can be hamotzi. For example, the one that holds that strudel is the true pasabav v'kisnim might not hold that sweet dough is not. So if you have a piece of cake, which is sweet dough over here, he would hold that that's amazonos. While the one who holds sweet dough would hold no. Sorry, he would hold it's hamotzi. And the one who holds that sweet dough is the habav v'kisnim would hold that it's amazonos. Therefore, in the middle of a meal, if you don't fulfill all three of these conditions, it's possible that it's a suffik hamotzi. Okay, according to one shita. Therefore, in the middle of a meal, if you have one of the conditions, for example, it's cake, or if it's strudel, or if it's brittle, one, but not all three of them, you have a suffik bracha over here. And therefore, you don't make a bracha on cake in the middle of the suda. But if you're dealing with, you manage to get all three of them in one shot. Now this is incredible, because I was going over this bracha at my Shabbos table to get it clear so I could say it over here. And now comes my wife with a delicious dessert. Incredible. She put the bottom layer, some whole wheat with apple juice for the bottom layer. It was an apple crisp. Apples on top of it, covered with brown sugar and oatmeal. So I asked my wife, I said, was it kneaded with fruit juice? She said, yes. I said, is it filled? Looks like it's filled to me. And is it brittle? Yes, all right. I got it on that spot over there. That was a beautiful habas b'kisnim. We were able to have a suda with pasabav v'kisnim.
Well, what's the Safek bracha? If it's a mozi, you already made a mozi. If it's mizonos, it's part of the meal, you don't make another mozi.
If it's mizonos, it's not a problem. If it's mizonos, you don't have a problem. The problem if it's a Safek hamozi on it. So only if you have all three conditions did you satisfy the conditions of all the Rishonim, and you have 100% bona fide frame and mizonos. So you need all three of them in order to have a bona fide without any question of Raymond and Mizonos, and now you could have it in the middle of the Suda.
Say the bracha
in the middle of the Suda. That's the only time you could say a Raymond and Mizonos in the middle of the Suda.
In dessert.
We're talking about dessert. That's when they say middle of the Suda, they mean as the dessert piece. Of course, if you're having it as your main meal over here, that's for Mazar. Like a piece of cake at the end of the Suda. We're not eating it for the main Suda, usually full there, but you want something sweet at the end. Now, on this pasul barbekisnim, meaning it could be bread, strudel, crackers, and all these things, if you koveya a Suda on it, that's a sugya over here. That's the next sugya that we're dealing with in the Gemara. So that's why we had that haktama. Vehuna achal tlesar rifte b'nei Tlasa, tlasa, bikava, velo, barich, barich. He ate, we're on Membeis Amid Aleph in the first line. Vavuna ate 13 rifte. There's a certain type of bread or roll, it's a pasta public yisnim, that it was a third, three of them made a kava. So each one was a third of a kava. So this little Mishorat HaShas on the side brings down a toast from the Baba Basra, which says the number 13 is generally used as a guzma. It's an exaggeration. He had a lot. He had a lot of this pasul barbekisnim, and he didn't make a bracha on it. He didn't make a bracha. Omer Rav Nachman, Adi Kafna. These are things that hungry people eat over there. This is like someone hungry that wants to eat a suda. They eat as much food as you eat. Ella.
He didn't make a bracha when?
Afterwards. Bracha achorna. He did not make a bracha achorna on it. Okay, there was a machloket, meaning bracha achorna. We already learned when it says that you don't make a bracha achorna, it's generally v'reina fashos. But I actually saw a sheet that said he didn't say anything on it. And he says on it, Reb Nachman says, Adi kafna, these are things that people eat when they're hungry. Ela you, kol sh'acherim kovin alav suda, anything that other people, normal people, the derek of the olam, would be koveya a suda on it, Tzorek levarach, you have to make a bracha. Let's see Rashi on this. Mevuna achal tleisa 13 rifte, mepata babekisnim. He ate 13 of these pata babekisnim, whatever the shita is. Velo beirach acharav. He didn't say a bracha afterwards. Amar Rav Nachman adi kafna. Adi is elu. Kloma elu l'va'avon. Kafna is someone who is hungry. These l'va'avon na'achlu. Those hungry people eat like this. V'achila merube kizu, a large sitting down and eating kizu, lo niftret mevracha. It's not potter from a bracha. Ala kol sha'acherim kovin achila tan bekach tol berkat amazon. Therefore, anyone, that anything, that normal people, others, are koveya, their achila, in such a way, needs berkat amazon. So now we have the sugya being koveya, a suda on cake, which is a very timely suda with Hanukkah Messias coming up. Right? The Subkhaniot syndrome. Okay, Perush, Kach Perush, Rav Hai, Rav Otein. Oh, that was the Perush of Rabbi Chai. Means Rav Hai, I'm not sure. Rav Oseinu Perushu, Rashi's Rabbeinu said, Tlei Sarifti Mipas Shalano. He's talking about our bread. Velo Beir Chakarov, Mishum Velo Sava. So there, yeah, he wasn't satiated from it. He didn't fill. And that's the machloka between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says, listen, I ate a lot, but I think we fill up on it. And Rav Nachman says, it doesn't matter what you do, your bottle das l'chuli alma. What is the normal way of the world, and you have to be bottle your opinion to that. The Kvartik seed, the Rav Osena said, he didn't eat to satiation, and the Pasuk says, v'yachalta v'zavata v'yachta, you have to eat, be satiated, and then you make Berkut HaMazon. The Kach Perish Rev Yehudai, Bahav, that's the Sefer Bahav. Then in Yoli, Rashi says, this Pshat doesn't appear to me. Why the late Rev Huna? That's not true according to Shita's Rev Huna. The Hei Machmir Malatzman Ad Kizayis, which we're going to see at the end of the parak, that even though Einach Inami, Midoraisa, You don't bench until you have Sviya, but they were machmir on themselves ad kezayit v'ad kebeitza, and we'll see those halachas, kezayit kebeitza, at one point you have to wash, what point you have to bench. Even if you're not satiated, the look of Rabbi Meir, the look of Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see in the seventh parak. So you have over here the Kaviya Suda. So Kaviya Suda Bekitza, I think Tavav mentioned it already once. It's the Shulchan Aruch says between 3 and 4 kibetzim, which runs from anywhere from 172 to 230 grams. A good 2 kilos worth of eating, which is not so many sukkanyot. And the sukkanyot things, they're pretty good. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah itself, it's good to be machmir, and if you're going to be in the Suffolk, eat
another one.
So you pull
200 grams is a tenth of 2 kilos.
Oh, a tenth of 2 kilos. Thank you. And this is, of course, in the Zman of the Chilz Pas. And we'll have the Rav that will go through the. It's no problem. You know, if you have a bunch of
children.
You have Bachrim over, and 2 kilos is not enough a lot. Anyway, we had another course last night. He said, are you still hungry? He says 2 things. I'm 18, and I'm a male. Okay. He pops it off. Okay. Ela kol she'acherim kovein alav sura tzorek levarik. Rav Huda havi asik le levarik beivav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was asik. He was dealing in the shidduch of his son to the beivav Yehuda bar chaviva with the... But the daughter of the house of Rev, the daughter of Rev Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Maybe they were dealing over there. So as they were dealing, I guess, with the with the wedding, a lot of work over there, setting it up. Ati lekamayo pas haba bekisnim. They brought in front of him pas haba bekisnim, mizonos. Okay, cake or whatever, however you want to call pas haba bekisnim, something that's not hamotzi. Kiata sheminu dekayim evrachi hamotzi. When he arrived, I guess this would be Rev Yehuda. He heard them making hamotzi on the cake. Omelo, my tzitzi, kaishimina. What's this tzitzi? He heard them saying hamotzi, hamotzi. He said, what's this tzitzi that I'm hearing? This tzav, I should hear a parade, my name is Onos. What's this tzadi that I'm hearing here? My tzitzi, the kaishimina. Dilma hamotzi, lechem in the arts, kai mevarchi. So maybe you're making hamotzi, lechem in the arts? Amule, yes. In, we are making Hamotzi lechem in arts. Titania, Rabbi Muna omer mishum Rabbi Yehuda pasa bar bekisnim mevarchim aleha hamotzi. New shita over here. We have a shita from Rabbi Muna that's in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that mezonos, or what we say on pasa bar bekisnim, you make hamotzi on it. V'omer Shmuel, and even Shmuel says halacha ke Rabbi Muna. Omer lehu, Rabbi Yehuda says back to them. Rabbi Yehuda says back to them. Ain't a lachik Rabbi Muna itmar. You messed up on Shmuel. What Shmuel said about Rabbi Muna, he said, Muna, ain't a lachik Rabbi Muna itmar. That's what he said. Amalei. So they all said to Rabbi Yehuda, Vahamar, the master himself, who the Omer Mishmei de Shmuel, you once said in the name of Shmuel, Lachmaniot, which we call rolls, Lachmaniot ma'avim behem. You can make an Eruv, whichever Eruv you need to make on them. You yourself said a lachmaniot, which is hapas habavikis, we'll see from Rashi. You said yourself you make hamotzi on it. And he said, sha'ani hatam, over there with lachmaniot is different. The kavah sudase alayu. Because you're making your su'uda on it. And that's why your kovei is su'uda on it. And therefore you make hamotzi. You guys are working and they brought you a little snack to eat. You know, you bring your workers a plate of cake. You're not being kovei su'uda on it. No, you don't make a bracha on it. Okay, Rashi. Lachmaniot, he says, ublish. Now Rashi on Mem Aleph Amid Beis mentioned ublish. Ublish, according to Rashi, Rashi's shita is sweet dough. So ublish is cake, according to Rashi. And that's what Rashi says is pasal barbekis, according to Rashi, is ublish. Right, old French, I don't know what it is.
Tosfos says it's a thin pancake.
Yeah, and that's brought down in Machloket in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, in the whole thing of what exactly is. Between a thick batter and a thin batter. Tosfos was arguing it's a thick batter over here. Okay. Here, that's the sugya of Koveya Su'uda on Pasa Barbekistim. Okay. Our next sugya to the Mishnah is another sugya with lots of nice details in it, and we will cover the issues, not the details. It's the sugya of at what point are you considered finishing your meal. Right? You made hamotzi. The name of the game over here is being masiach das. There's a certain point at the meal where you say, I'm finished with the meal, even if you didn't bench yet. And that basically is called being masiach yedas from the original hamotzi. So at what point in the Suda are we basically finished with the meal and now food is brought out, that original hamotzi will not cover the food even though you didn't bench yet. And we'll explain the basic sheet is on it. But Papa Ikli Lebe Rav Huna, Raid of Rav Nathan, he was at the house of Rav Huna, Raid of Rav Nathan, Bata de Gama Sudai, so they just finished eating. He finished eating. I did the Kamehu meeting Miyachal. They brought him more food. Shaku with Papa. But Papa took the food. For Kayachal. He ate more. I asked on him. Amilei lo sova la mar. Kama asim ilachal. The master doesn't hold that when you finish eating, it's asim to eat anymore. Of course, unless you make a new bracha. Okay, we're talking about it's just asim to eat. Omilahu salik eat more. I'm not talking to the halacha is not when you finish eating, it's when they remove all the food from in front of you. That's what they said. Rashi, asa milachol, ad shivarech berkot hamazon. Once you finish eating, it's asa to eat until you say berkot hamazon. V'yaksev v'yivarech al habo lefanav. And then you can make a brok on what they brought in front of them. The kevan dikamar, since you finished eating, asach daite mivracha rishona. You removed your mind. You removed your thoughts from the original bracha, and you finished eating over there. So therefore, your original bracha does not hold for anything more. And therefore, if you're going to eat something, you're going to have to make a new bracha on it.
Berkat
HaMazon.
You cannot just make again a moitzi?
Yeah, you can. You can. That's what they bring down. They bring down that you can make. Of course, it's asur to eat without a bracha. Because you're not still going to be Yossi Bracha. If you want to make a Bracha, it's not called the Suda anymore.
From Rashi's Mashma.
There's going to be another Rashi in Divrei Maskil and Tilus Yitayim where they actually bring this down. What I'm saying. I'm just interjecting it over here in Shita's Rashi. He said it's not Gomer the Suda, it's Salak Yitmor, when they remove everything. In Salak HaLechem, if they remove the Lechem, the Kola Ochel Miala Shulchan V'yadayin Lo Barachu Asul Yachol. If they remove the lechem and all the food on the table, and you didn't still bench, it's asim milachol. Now Tosfot has a slight kasha because our minhag is that we leave the lechem on the table. Because when you say berkot hamazon, you want the bracha to be chal on something in your suda. And he goes a little bit in the difference between today and what was. Okay, so that's the din over there. We're not going to pass on this halacha just yet. We're going to see there's going to be another din. Rav Rabbi Zeva Iklahu Levei Reish Kalusa. They were in the house of Reish Kalusa. Levatatas Sliko Tacha Mikamayo. And they took away the tray. Tacha is a tray. Meaning in those days everybody had their own bed. They put out a tray of food for them. So they're eating at the house of the Reish Kalusa. And they took away the tray. After they took away the tray, that's the din of Salik. They removed the food. Shadru lahu, they sent Ristana Medei Reish Kalusa, on the side of Ristana Ezechel, another portion from the house of Reish Kalusa. Rava Achil. Rava ate it. Rabbi Zera lo Achil. Rabbi Zera says, of course you can't. And it was Salik to eat the tree from us. He didn't eat. Omalei lo sava lamar. Salik asa milachal. Doesn't the master hold that once you remove the food, it's asa milachal? Omalei ana. We on the tray of the Reish Kalusa Samchinan. We are dependent on the Reish Kalusa's house, and we're not the Baal HaBayis over here, and therefore our makshavas are on their makshavas. Meaning when you're a guest at someone's house, you don't know what they're going to bring afterwards, so you can't say, I'm finished with the meal. Maybe they didn't finish the meal with you. Rashi. Rishtana, something. You know that. Aminishtana, whatever. Atka the Reish Kalusa, Samchinan. Te'ein siluk teino siluk. And our, what we felt was being siluk of the plate, is a siluk. Shedateino, our mind is, in yisama sa'od me'ed panav, if they bring something to us from him, aleinu nachal, we should eat it. Now, I saw a very interesting question on this. So, we have over here now, at what point are you considered being, removing your mind from the meal? So, learn a new din over here. If you're eating at someone's house, and they, and you felt like you were finished, and they bring more food out for you, you're somech on their das. And that's part down, basically, in the Shulchan Aruch. Someone that's somech on the Shulchan of others, even if you say Nal Vrech, Rabosai Nivarech, but you're not even Siach Das until the Baal of Bais says, let's bench. So I saw a Sefer. Beautiful question. Sefer is Ma'on Brocha. And this is Rev Michiel Stern, Rev Moshe Aaron Stern's son. He says, you're eating at the Suda, right? And the Baal of Bais says, Rabosai, Nivarech, let's get ready to bench. And they did Mayim Achonim. And all of a sudden the wife calls out, wait, I have another course. What do you do over here? Is it, and he says the Chakira is like this. Is it that I want to tell you this is a classic old Shaila on who is the Ichabal of us, right? Is it the husband or the wife? This is an old sukkah, right? From way back over here. And he says, it's a problem over here. Who is Koveya being Masalik Nadas? It says that the Shulchan Aruch says the Baal Abbas. So he finished eating, and he brings down. Is it that he's Masiak Das? Or maybe, since the wife is the one who's cooking, he doesn't know what's going on, so maybe he's dependent on her. I don't know, it seems like the old Shaila. Old Chakira in everybody's house. So Lamaitse, he brings down an Aruch Shulchan that says this is a Hasiach Das Bita'ot. He made a mistake over here. So now we know where the Ikar Baal Abbas is. Okay, it's an interesting thing.
That's exactly what
he's
going to tell
us.
I thought we were done.
Listen, you made a toad. Because I'm going to bring this out and you're going to eat it. Okay. Omer Rav. Okay, now we just came out with either Yagoma the Suda, Yisalik from the Suda, or even if you finished your eating, but if you're tola on the das of the Baal of Bais, you're not called finished until the Baal of Bais says that we're finished. Omer Rav, haragil b'shemen, shemen miyakvo. If someone is ragil to the suda that they'd anoint their hands with oil, and they did not yet anoint their hands with oil, that's miyakvo. That will prevent the suda from being eaten. For example, if you have a minhag, for example, you always say Shema. Whatever the minag is at the end of the surah, if you didn't do it, that's not called finishing a surah. Right? However, what person does, that would be ma'ake. Omer Rav Hashi, ki avina ve Rav Kahana. When we used to be in the house of Rav Kahana, Omer lan ki gon adam. That's just like us. Diragalinan b'mashka mashka miyakvo. Since we're rogo and putting a little oil on our hands after the meal, that will prevent us from eating. The late hilchata bechol hani shemaitata. The halacha is not like gomer the suda, salik the suda, or putting oil on. Alaki ha diomer rev chia bar ashi revav. It's rather like this maima. Shlosha takifus. Hey, there are three things that you have to do immediately. Takif, immediately after you finish. Three things. Hey. Take of the smicha, shchita. Three things that you have to do immediately. After you do smicha, the Kohen does smicha in the base of Mikdash, you do shchita immediately. Take of the geula, tefila. When you're davening, the second you finish Kol Yisrael, you don't wait. You do, Shmona Esrei. Take of the Netilat Yadayim, bracha. And immediately after Netilat Yadayim, and Rashi says, this is Mayim Achronim, you say, Shrikat HaMazon. Okay, so according to this over here, that what is it's a three to kefot, and what is it? It's once you do mayim achronim, that's the koveya over here. Once you do mayim achronim, that's called you finish this surah. There's a Rev Nissen Gon that says on these three to kefot, he brings down a pasuk for each one. He says with smicha l'shchita, there's a pasuk in Vayikra that says v'somek v'shochet. So it's
Taki. When it comes to Netilas Yadayim, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. So, Yadechem Kodesh, Uvacha Hashem. When you lift up your hands, you say, you do your bracha, take up the Ka'ula Tefillah, Yehil Ratzon Reifi, and immediately after that, Ya'ancha Hashem, Biyom Tzara. Hashem should answer you in your time. So, after Ka'ula, it's Tefillah. Okay, Omer Paya. Once you're mentioning Tekifot, he'll add another one in. Af Anu Ne'eman, also we have one. Take if Letamidei Chachamim, immediately after Tamidei Chachamim leave, this bracha. When a person has Tamidei Chachamim in his house, and he treats them well, and he feeds them, whatever, and once they leave the house, there's a bracha. Shana Marvis, even Lovin, for Acheni Hashem Begolacha, he admitted to Yaakov that Hashem blessed me because of you. Iboy Seymer, Pashvor Mihacha from Yosef, that Hashem blessed the house of the Mitzri because of Yosef. When you have a Talmud Chacham in the house, there's a bracha.
So you don't have to wait till
Immediately it happens.
No, yes, a bracha. Not after they leave. After they come.
Oh, yeah. Once you have them, you're right. Once you have Talmud Chachamim, it comes immediately.
So I heard why do you need the pasuk of Yosef if you already have the pasuk of Lavan? So the whole thing with this. It's interesting. I see the Gemara in there inside that in the case of Lavan, so it was mishpacha. So it's mishpacha. So he's taking care of his own, even though he didn't get along so well. But in the case of the Mitzri, so it was bichlal not related, and it still brought the brother.
Ah, very nice. So Lavan used his nichush also. On it didn't just come. He knew that something was going on. He didn't realize it at first, but in the second case, it was clearly because of Yosef. Sure. Okay, Shemin Miakva. What? Oh, we'll get to it. Tosfot. Okay. For late Hilchasa Bechol Hani Shemaisa. The halacha is not like any of these. Ain't Siyam Sura Tlori Lo Begama Belo Besiluk. It's not only on Gama Belo Siluk, Belo Beshemin, and not on the Shemin. Elo Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim. He's allowed to eat. Once you eat, it's asr. Once you wash, it's asr. Nikilas Yadayim. Again, Rashi says, the mayim achronim. Birkat HaMazon v'lo yachal klum ad shivarach al-hamazon. You're not allowed to eat anything until you make a Birkat HaMazon. So over here, you're not allowed to eat anything. Over here, they put down in the Rashi that it's... there's a Rashi in Chulin and Tosfot over here says that the Netilas Yadayim, unless you make a bracha. Take it with Tami de Chachamim, Hamakriven Allah, Ramiyarchal, the Beit, someone who brings him in and has him in the house as a guest, they will have a bracha, but they come immediately. It has a few interesting dinim on these subjects over here. Take it from Netilas Yadayim and Tosfot says, but today, not everybody is knowing my machlonim, and therefore, v'hu adin imo me'ahavman ibn arech. Even if you didn't do Netilas Yadayim, our din of siluk mesuda is when you say, let's bench. Okay? Or rabosai nivarech. It's rabosai nivarech means, let's bench. Okay?
If there's no zimun.
There's no zimun. Once you say, come on, let's bench.
If you're alone.
If you're alone, sure. Okay. When you decide, I don't know, when you take the bench out, I don't know. Okay? In Rashi, we had a little, the ping pong ball, which is Rabbi Akiva Eger. He brings down that there's a machloker over here. Rashi says that this takeuf is going on Mayim Akronim, that immediately after doing Mayim Akronim, you have to bench. And Rabbi Akiva Eger brings Yushalmi. Brings a medrash and a Yushalmi, that this is going on Netilas Rishonim. That immediately after Netilas Yadayim, you have to bench. Okay? And they... You have to say Hamotzi. And there were more paskins that you should not wait the time that it takes to walk 22 amas from the time you do Netilas Yadayim until you make Hamotzi, which the Sforn says about 32 seconds. Okay? So they ask on it... according to this minhagim that you do Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush. That's certainly waiting a long time. You do Netilas Yadayim, you're waiting according to this Yushalmi and the Ramah that you're supposed to make Netilas Yadayim immediately. So the Chazon Ish says that since Kiddush is the Surah, there's not Kapeda. But where the problem comes in, that you're supposed to make the bracha within the time of 22 Amos. What happens if, where you wash, like in a Chasana hall, it's far away, more than 22 Amos, from where you're going to be washing? There's a, it's a problem. It's a problem. So it's pretty heaven to do it. So there's all kinds of aces on it that you wash over there, you take the towels with you, and when you get to your seat, you dry your hands, whatever, when you make the bracha. These are all things that we'll leave for whoever left.
Even at home, if you have a lot of people washing, by the time the first guy's washing.
Yeah. So that one I could say for the Chazon Ish, that's the tzorach of the Surah, just like things over there. So you could say tzorach of the Surah over here, but if you want to do it lechatchila, they do say that the one who's making bracha, who's making the motzi, should do it last. So I went to Rav Lev's house, and he was the first one in there washing, and immediately, as everybody, it took like 15 minutes, he had an army at his house, he was sitting and reading his sefer the whole time. So I asked, you know, slich, like they always say over here, Mar, doesn't it say you should do it? That's what he wanted. He says, it's a convenience thing. I went first.
So you can answer.
Yeah, also that. Okay, so we'll start the Mishnah.
So to read is not a... Well, you wait, you can read. It's not a problem.
Yeah. My sir, Rav.
If you're Rav.
For sure.
Dibur is a
Hesek. Dibur is a Hesek. Unless it's the Tzorach of the Suda. But it's just not many.